December 28th, the 20,000 Holy Martyrs of Nicomedia. During the reign of the wicked emperor Maximian Hercules, the Christian faith flourished in Nicomedia and increased day by day. At one time, the emperor, staying in this city, learned of the large number of Christians and the progress of the Christian church, and he became greatly embittered and conceived a plan of how to kill them all. The feast of the Nativity of Christ approached, and the emperor, knowing that all the Christians gathered in the church for this feast, ordered that on that day the church be surrounded by soldiers and set afire. When all the Christians had gathered in the church after midnight and began the solemn celebration, the soldiers surrounded the church and would not permit anyone to leave. The emperor's envoy entered the church and announced to the Christians the emperor's command that they immediately offer sacrifices to the idols or be burned alive. Then the archdeacon, a heroic soldier of Christ, inflamed with divine zeal, began to encourage the people, reminding the faithful of the three children in the furnace in Babylon. "Behold, brethren," he said, "the table of oblation in the sanctuary of the Lord, and understand that our true Lord and God was just now sacrificed for us on it. Should we not then lay down our lives for him in this holy place?" The people were filled with zeal to die for Christ, and all the catechumens were baptized and chrismated. The soldiers then set fire to the church on all sides, and the Christians, 20,000 of them in number, were burned in the flames while singing praises to God. The church burned for 5 days, and smoke with an intoxicating and wonderful fragrance rose from it. A certain marvelous golden-rayed light manifested itself over this place. Thus, numerous men, women, and children gloriously died and received the wreath of eternal glory in the kingdom of Christ. They suffered and were glorified in the year 302. The Venerable Simon, the Mergusher. Simon was the founder of the Simonas Petra Monastery on the Holy Mountain. He was glorified because of his asceticism, visions, and miracles. He entered peacefully into rest and went to Christ in the year 1257. The Holy Martyr Domna. Domna was a virgin and priestess of the foul idols at the court of Emperor Maximian. Reading the Acts of the Apostles, which she had obtained from somewhere, she came to believe in Christ and was baptized by Bishop Cyril in Nicomedia, together with the eunuch Indus. Saint Cyril directed her to a convent, where Blessed Agatha was the abbess. When the emperor began to search for her, Agatha dressed her in men's clothing and sent her to a men's monastery. This was at the time when 20,000 Christians were burned in the church by Emperor Maximian. Immediately after this, by the emperor's command, Saint Indus, Gorgonius, and Peter were thrown into the sea with millstones around their necks. Commander Zeno, who had openly denounced the emperor for his idolatry, was beheaded. Saint Theophilus, the deacon of Bishop Anthemus, was slain by stoning and by arrows. Abbess Agatha, the nun Theophila, and the nobles Dorotheus, Mardonius, Mygdonius, and Euthymius were also slain for the sake of Christ. One night, Domna was walking along the seashore and saw fishermen casting their nets into the sea. At that time, she was especially grieving for Saint Indus. Called by the fishermen to help them, she assisted them and by God's providence drew out three human bodies in the net. Domna recognized in them Saints Indus, Gorgonius, and Peter, and she took their bodies and reverently buried them. When the emperor learned that a young man was caring for and sensing the graves of the Christian martyrs, he ordered that the young man be beheaded. Thus, Saint Domna was seized and beheaded, and she was crowned with the wreath of glory in the heavenly kingdom with the other martyrs. Hymn of Praise, the 20,000 Holy Martyrs of Nicomedia. Holy martyrs, your sufferings have passed, your tears wiped away, your wounds healed, but more suffering still comes. It has not all arrived upon God's church and upon her faithful. Holy martyrs, to you we pray. By your prayers watch over the church. Holy martyrs, wonderful conquerors, against you have risen all the diabolical legions. As great soldiers you were without fear. Your adversaries fell into the abyss. You now clearly behold the Holy Trinity. In his light you rejoice. Holy martyrs, we praise you for your wounds, and for your tears, and for your pure blood. You became a fortress of defense for the church. Pray for us to the Savior Christ, to make us worthy to call you brothers. O honorable knights, children of grace.
Reflection. A story of the divine Christ child, when the most holy Virgin, with her divine child and the righteous Joseph, drew near to the city of Hermopolis, Cairo. They saw a tree before the gate of the city. The travelers from afar were weary from their journey and approached this tree to rest a while. Even though the tree was very tall and did not offer adequate shade, the Egyptians called this tree Persea and worshipped it as a god, for they believed that some divinity was hidden in the tree. In reality, an evil spirit dwelt in this tree. As the Holy Family approached the tree shook fiercely, and the evil spirit, terrified by the approaching Christ child, fled. Then the tree bent its top down to the ground and worshipped its creator like a rational creature. Thus the bent tree cast a great shadow under which the weary travelers rested. From that day, the tree received miraculous healing powers from Christ the Lord to heal every infirmity of men. Afterward, the holy sojourners went to the village of Materia. Near the village they saw a fig tree, and while Joseph went into the village on business, the Most Holy Virgin took refuge under the fig tree with the Lord. And oh, what a miracle! The tree lowered its crown down to the ground to create a shadow for the travelers, and its lower half split open in such a way that the mother with the child could enter and rest. And what is even more miraculous, a living spring of water suddenly opened up near the fig tree. Joseph found a hut in the vicinity where they settled. There they lived and drank water from that miraculous spring. This was the only spring of living water to be found in Egypt, for all the other water in Egypt comes from the Nile River, which branches off into innumerable canals. And thus, like brought forth like, the Lord Jesus, the immortal and heavenly spring of living water, by his presence called forth this spring of living water from the earth. Contemplation. Contemplate the assembly of Christ's holy martyrs, how they endured sufferings and did not deny Christ. How out of love for Christ the Lord, they went to their sufferings and death as if to a feast. How they now rejoice in the kingdom of Christ and help us by their prayers. Homily. On the Most Holy Virgin, the Theotokos. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. John chapter 2, verse 5. Here is joy for all the faithful. She who is closest to Christ the Savior in heaven, as she had been on earth, cares for the faithful, appears to them, helps them, and advises them. Whatsoever he, my Son and my God, saith unto you, do it. Thus she advised the servants at the marriage in Cana, and the servants obeyed her and saw a miracle. From those few words of the Most Holy Virgin, God's bride, recorded in the Gospel, we receive a precious instruction, truly the one and only Gospel instruction that she gave to mankind during her life on earth. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. As though she wanted to say, he knows all, He can do all. He loves you all. Therefore, you should look neither here nor there, but hear him and obey him. She comprehended the responsibility in this world of living for him and directing others to him as the source of life, and she voluntarily continues carrying out this responsibility even from heaven. Throughout the church's entire history, she has taught the faithful to do whatsoever he said. And even today, from her heavenly glory, she mystically descends among the faithful to counsel them to do that which he has commanded. That is her gospel, the gospel of the Most Holy Virgin, the Theotokos. It consists not of the four gospels, but of four words, do whatsoever he saith. O my brethren, let us obey her. Let us obey her as a mother, and more than a mother, for she desires the greatest good for us to reign in the eternal kingdom of her Son. O Most Holy Virgin, help us to fulfill his words. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.